Joining us this morning for a legislative update, your state senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. You've been busy. You've had some successes in Olympia. Let's talk about some of those, including, I know, transportation, and then also that wildfire initiative, important to all of us.
Yeah, really excited about the wildfire bill. That was approved yesterday by the Senate Ways and Means Committee. That's Senate Bill 5158 related to electric utilities and wildfire. Been working closely with Chelan County PUD on that one. Its general manager, Steve Wright, testified a couple times in committee for that, and we're really excited that that's moving along. And the fact that it got approved by the Ways and Means Committee is a bit of an indication that it will make its way at least through the Senate, because the Senate coordinates the budget for that. But we have four PUDs in our district here: Chelan County, Douglas County, Okanagan County, and Grant County PUDs, and we also have an unfortunate history of recent wildfires. So I think anything we can do, which is what this bill does, help implement some recommendations, help the electric utilities in our state work closely with the Department of Natural Resources to reduce our wildfire risk. You know, that's really important to our district, but also to our state.
Mm-hmm. And were you inspired primarily out of some of the issues that centered around wildfire and public utility districts in California?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, what happened down there bankrupted one of the largest electric utilities in the nation. And so there, we have to be proactive about this issue. We definitely don't want those liabilities put on to the ratepayers in North Central Washington, nor do we want any of our utilities sparking wildfires. So anyway, we don't want the rolling blackouts, which are a preemptive measure when there are high winds in a particular area. We don't necessarily want our utilities shutting off the power just to avoid potentially causing a wildfire. So there are a lot of issues around this. It's very important to our area, and I'm excited to be helping to lead the way on this particular bill this session.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something I know near and dear to your heart as well, transportation.
Yeah, transportation, you know, it's one of those things. There's been a lot of proposals. No one likes the gas tax, and for the sake of full disclosure, I've never voted for one in the times I've been in the legislature, but it is one of the mechanisms for how we pay for transportation projects. It's one of the revenue sources for how we pay for maintenance and preservation. But as we've had more fuel-efficient vehicles and more battery electrics, and maybe, as we discussed, Jeff, maybe some hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, people aren't purchasing as much gas, and so the gas tax collections are way down. And so what that means is people have to raise the gas tax even more to collect the same amount of revenue, plus the cost of the projects are increasing. I'd love to drive down the cost of some of these transportation projects and the extra environmental permit and some of these other things. But there are a lot of challenges associated with all of this, and there have been some carbon fees, some fees on electric vehicles. There's been some extra licensing fees, basically a lot of different things proposed to create a revenue bucket for transportation. And then in addition to all these new revenue sources, gas taxes and things like that for transportation, there's usually every 8 years or so, the state tries to collect all that and pay for a series of new projects. And everybody, as you can imagine, wants a high functioning transportation system. Everybody likes a lot of new projects, but paying for them is a challenge. And this, the way our state pays for the transportation projects, which are in the sometimes the hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars statewide, is to collect some extra revenues to do that. We have a planning process in Chelan and Douglas counties. It's known as the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council, and they coordinate priorities of what are the kind of the priorities for our region for transportation, and they're comprised of mayors of and small town mayors, city of Wenatchee, East Wenatchee, the port districts are represented, the county commissioners on both sides of the river. So they come together and come up with priorities, and we do have some priorities for our district as well. So if one of these large-scale transportation projects is moving through the legislature, I'm going to try to advocate for our priorities to get those funded. But you know, no one wants to pay higher taxes, too, so it's always kind of a balance.
Yeah. And speaking of taxes, one of your colleagues, Senator Mark Chesler, was in the news this morning talking a bit about the capital gains income tax that your folks across the aisle are looking to propose. Is that this week?
Well, we're not sure exactly when the capital gains income tax will come before the full Senate or what's happening in the House of Representatives. It has been proposed before. The legislative makeup of the legislature this year is essentially the same as what it was before. So there is a likelihood that that income tax could pass, although there's also a likelihood that it will be challenged in court because there are some restrictions on an income tax according to the Washington State Constitution. So if it does pass, they're trying to say, well, the capital gains tax is really not an income tax, but certainly it would be challenged in court, and whether the state Supreme Court would uphold that would be interesting. And one of the challenges in the past with that particular tax, and of course they started off with, oh, it only affects rich people and all this sort of thing, but eventually those exemptions, if it does get implemented, will be whittled away and removed over time to the point, in my opinion, where it would affect all of us. But if you pass that and build a budget around it, you kind of assume there are certain revenues that the state will be getting, and then what if the state Supreme Court strikes that down in a year or longer after the court cases have all run their course? So it's an interesting issue, but as I've learned in this state, there are always people in our legislature that want to propose new taxes or resurface old ideas. So I do believe there's a chance that this one could be debated this session and potentially come up for a vote.
We're running into national and international news with CBS coming up. Senator, any final thoughts you could share with us regarding this week?
Well, I just really appreciate the chance to serve everyone and appreciate all the KOZI listeners. And if anybody has any questions at all, I encourage them to reach out to me at SenatorBradHawkins.org on my website and get in touch with us. And thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, as always, we do appreciate your time, Senator. Thank you so much.
All right. You too.
Be well. Bye.